This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Masechtas Brachos, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Aleph. Shloisha she'ochlu ke'echod, chayovin lezamin. Three or more people who ate bread together must make a zimun for brichas hamazon. Ochol demai, umay serishan shenitla trumasai, umay sesheni vehegder sheniftu, vashamish she'ochal kezayas, vakusi, all of them mezamnin aleihem. A person who ate demai, or maaser rishon, from which truma was separated, or maaser sheni, or hegdish, which were redeemed, or a servant who ate a kezias, and a kusi, which is a Samaritan, all are fit to join a zimun. Aval, ochol tevel, umaiser rishon shalonitna trumase, umaiser sheni vehegde shaloniftu, vashamish sheochal pachas mekazayas, vehanochri ein mezamnin alehim. A person who ate tevel, or a maiser rishon from which truma was not separated, or maaser sheni or hegdish, which were not redeemed, or a servant who ate less than a kezias, and a goy, all are not fit to join a zimun, and that is the end of Mishnah Aleph. Masechtas Brachos, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Beis. Noshim v'avodim uketanim ein mezamnin aleihem. Women, slaves, and children are not fit to join a zimun. Ad kama mezamnin, ad kezayis, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ad kebeya. How much must be eaten in order to make a zimun? A kezayis, which is a olive-sized piece. Rabbi Yehuda said kebeya, which is an egg-sized piece, and that is the end of Mishnah Beis. Masechtas Brachos, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Gimel. Ketzad mezamnin b'shloisha omer nevarich. How is the zimun recited? If there are three people, the leader says, "Let us bless." B'shloisha v'hu omer baruch hu. If there are three others besides him, he says, "Bless" as a command. Ba'asara oimer nevarach leilukenu. Ba'asara v'hu oimer baruch hu. If there are 10, he says, "Let us bless our God." If there are 10 besides him, he says, "Bless" as a command. Echad asara ve'echad asara rebuya. There is no difference between 10 and 10,000 according to Rabbi Akiva. B'meya Oimer Nevarach Lashem Elokeinu, B'meya V'hu Oimer Baruch Hu. According to Rabbi Yosi Haglili, if there are 100 people, the leader says, "Let us bless Hashem, our God." If there are 100 besides him, he says, "Bless" as a command. Be'elef Oimer Nevarach Lashem Elokeinu Elokei Yisrael, Be'elef V'hu Oimer Baruch Hu. If there are 1,000 people, he says, "Let us bless Hashem, our God, God of Israel." If there are 1,000 besides him, he says, "Bless." Beribui oimer nevarach Hashem elokeinu elokei Yisrael elokei tzvaakos ayoshev akruvim alamozen shalchanu beribui vahu oimer baruchu. If there are 10,000 people, he says, "Let us bless Hashem, our God, God of Israel, God of hosts, who sits upon the Kruvim for the food we have eaten." If there are 10,000 besides him, he says it as a command, starting off with bless. Ke'inyin shuhu mevarach, kach oinin acharav, baruch Hashem Elokeinu, Elokei Yisrael, Elokei Hatzvokos, Whatever he says, they repeat after him. So it will go, blessed is Hashem, our God, God of Israel, God of hosts, who sits upon the Kruvim for the food that we have eaten. Rabbi Yossi Haglili Omer, Lefi Rav HaKohol, Hein Mevorchen, Shenema B'makahelos, Baruch Hu Elokim, Hashem, and Mekor Yisrael. Rabbi Yossi Haglili said that the blessing is worded according to the multitude, the amount of participants, of those who are there. As it is written in the Pasuk, translated in the gatherings, that's the way to bless Hashem. Bless Hashem, all those who come from the source of Yisrael. Amar Rabbi Akiva, Ma metzinu bebeis hakenesis, Echad merubin, ve'echad mu'atin, Omer Baruch Hu es Hashem. Rabbi Akiva argued that making a zimun is like davening in shul. Whether there are many people or few, provided, of course, there's a minyan, we say in shul, Baruch Hu es Hashem, bless Hashem. Rabbi Yishmael Aymer, Baruch Hu es Hashem, Hamevayroch. Rabbi Yishmael said, you say the nusach, blessed is Hashem, who is blessed, the way we say in shuls today, Baruch Hu es Hashem, Hamevayroch, and that is the end of Mishnah Gimel. Masechtas Brachos, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Dalet, Shloisha she'ochlu ke'echod, Einon rashoyin lecholeg v'chein arbo, v'chein chamisha. If three people ate together, they may not break up to bench separately, since they require a zimun. The same is true for four or five people. Shisha nechloken ad asara. Six people, though, may break up to make two zimuns until there are 10 people. Va'asara einan nechloken ad sheyiyu esrim. At that point, they must remain together to make a zimun using Hashem's name until there are 20 people, at which point they may break up into two groups of 10. That is the end of Mishnah Dalet. Masechtas Brachos, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Hey. Shtei chaburis shehoyu oichlois babayis echad, bizman shmiksosen royen elu es elu, hari elu mitstarfen lazimon, ve'im lav elu mezamnin la'atzmon, ve'elu mezamnin la'atzmon. If two groups eat together in the same house, and some of each group can see each other, they combine to make a zimun. Otherwise, each group makes its own zimun. Ein mevorchen al hayayin ad sheyiten l'toychoi mayim, divrei Rabbi Eliezer. Bayrei priagofen is not recited over wine unless it is diluted with water, since their wine was too strong to drink straight, according to Shitas Reb Eliezer. V'chachamim ma'imrim mevorchin. V'chachamim argued that it is recited, the Borei Priagofen Bracha is recited, even over undiluted raw wine. And that is the end of Mishnah Hey.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.